Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. We are politically a political website, as you folks know. There we go, politically a political website. I should have taken grammar in college, but I never did. Listen, having said that, we're going to start out. We're going to talk about business, what's going on in the good old U.S. of A. We're recording this, by the way, on Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average as of about 10 o'clock on Thursday morning was down about 950 points. That's a big one. A lot of analysts are blaming the Fed because of the interest rate hikes, which are minuscule. 50 basis points for probably the next three meetings is what the Fed announced. Jimmy, you got something to say about that?
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, I mean, investors are blaming the Fed on this, but it's really not the Fed. The Fed is dealing with inflation. And in spite of the CPI numbers that came out this week that said, you know, we didn't have that bad of inflation, it's still increasing. And core inflation still at above 6%.
Yeah.
And of course, the producer price index from last week wasn't as bad as expected, but it's still showing those core rates, inflation numbers going up as well.
Now, Jimmy, so, your inflation numbers, I assume, include energy and food. Those are very big items. Is that right?
Well, actually, no. Energy and food are a part in the numbers overall, the PPI, but that's a higher number. When you strip away, you go to the core inflation rate,
right.
And that's what
I'm
talking
about. I know. Well, yeah. What is it including energy and food?
I think the numbers came out at, it was an expected 1%, and it came out, oh gosh, I'm off the top of my head.
Yeah.
I am trying to struggle to remember exactly what the numbers came out, but it was just a very small increase, but it still kept it up in the above 7, almost 8%.
Yeah. Well, the fact of the matter is the administration cannot push inflation under the rug. They can't do that. It's a big deal.
Right. And remember, so the Fed is dealing with inflation. The way they're dealing with inflation is raising interest rates. That's the typical tool they've used in the past. That's increasing the value of the dollar, which actually is hurting exports. So, yes, there will, and everyone is recommending, expecting that we're going to have a recession.
Yeah.
But the reason why we're having a recession is not because they're raising interest rates. The reason why we're having a recession is because of regulatory policies put forth by the Biden administration,
yeah,
that have restricted energy in the U.S. and caused some of these high inflation numbers, as what, because it crossed, you know, energy, everything is based on petroleum. You know, the shirt I'm wearing, the shoes,
yeah,
I wear, like,
you
know, not
you
just
bet.
Gas in your tank,
right.
Every bit of production.
Yeah.
The food you eat has to have diesel fuel for the tractors in order to produce the
sure.
food. And of course, fertilizer. All these things are petroleum based products. Energy absolutely dominates our economy, and when you take away the production that in any part of the market, and the U.S. had reached a level of, they were exporting, but they were of equity of being the largest producer in the world and self-sufficient basically. And of course, the policies that they've put in place, the Biden administration has changed that. Not only have the energy policies damaged the economy, but the long-term COVID policies that were paying people off and, you know, printing all this money in order to give away above and beyond, you know, the basic needs,
yeah,
really stirred inflation, caused these, you know, shortfalls in supply chain. But the supply chain shortfalls weren't just that there was more money out there to buy things. It was also because there were fewer workers because of some of the restrictions and the mandatory vaccination requirements for contractors, companies over 100 employees. All these policies come together to really damage the economy. And of course, the Fed's trying to manage it and deal with it, and the different, you know, how effective they're going to be, I think, is in question, because there's just no precedent for the level of damage that the Biden administration has put on the U.S. economy.
Yeah. Well, what I think is interesting is the newest station that picked us up is located down in the Salem, Oregon area. Audience of about 310,000, which is a pretty big number. And that area I know very, very well because I spent a lot of time there. The bank that I was on the board of directors of actually originated in the area where the station is located. And I have to tell you, I'd like to know how those people are doing it down there, because agricultural costs, when you factor in, and you have to factor in energy, et cetera, are just absolutely taking agricultural costs to the moon.
And, yes.
And that's very important to realize.
Yeah. So we're seeing a decline in gas prices at the pump.
Yeah.
But some of the purchases on the, you know, when you're buying and you're, you know, buying off the commodities market and you're making these purchases for oil and production, they're looking months out. So the prices that you're seeing right now lower at the pump are not reflective of some of the commitments that were done because of the summer highs. So basically the food producers are having a very, very tough time with what they were committed in order, you know, back in the past, the amount of what they had to do. And these large scale industries, you know, it's having a very damaging effect on them. And that's why you're seeing these massive increases in food prices. So you're seeing energy drop in the short term. This is, again, in the overall CPI number. You see energy numbers drop, but you see food prices skyrocket. So that's balancing out, and we're still having continued inflation because basically we haven't caught up at any level to the production required in order to sustain our economy.
Yeah. Well, I want to say one thing. Jim Rickards, who's an economist, former advisor to the Pentagon and former advisor to the CIA, wrote a very, very interesting treatise on Biden bucks. And what Jim says initially is, I believe President Biden plans to retire the U.S. dollar and replace it with a digital spyware currency. He goes on to say your money could be confiscated or, in fact, made worthless. What do you think about that, Jim? I think a digital currency like the aforementioned Biden bucks is really, really scary.
Yes, and you don't have to go any farther than to look across the border to Canada to look at what Justin Trudeau's government did to individuals that were supporting the protest against the truckers,
right,
or protesting against the lockdowns.
They simply made their money worthless.
Well, they took actually locked out people out of their bank accounts.
Right, and that's basically making their money worthless.
Exactly, you can't use it. Now, you know, Americans think, oh, no way, that could never happen. But I'll tell you, there's a lot of things that are happening right now that Americans thought could never happen in America.
Yeah, too much. You know,
yeah, way too many things. So this move is a method of federal and overall government control. And by doing that, they will dictate terms politically for the future of all Americans. And what we've seen with the tech industry and the silencing of voices in coordination and conjunction with people inside Washington, D.C., especially in law enforcement agencies, how quickly will they take away your dollars or lock you out of your account because they accuse you of being a racist or, you know, something you said was wrong.
Yeah.
And I think, and they'll make a choice on that. Who decides that? It depends on who's in power. So very dangerous precedent. These digital dollars, I think, would be very damaging to the economy. But I'll tell you, they're pushing them, especially authoritarian types.
Oh, they're pushing them. They're pushing them as hard as they can. And I have to tell you, I know a little bit about currency. I know a little bit about digital currency. All I have to do is point to the guy who's now in jail when he was arrested in the Bahamas after the Bahamas government would not give him an extradition. Look at how much money he absconded with. Absolutely crazy. You guys, we have to take a real quick commercial break. Be right back.